Hello, how are you on this winter day? I'm doing okay. This is another episode of American Metal IM. My name's Adam, and it's about 27 degrees outside, and it was raining most of the morning, which, well, it was like snow raining. So it's pretty miserable right now where I am. So hopefully, if you're listening to this in Florida or Texas or maybe Mississippi. I don't know. It's probably warmer there. And you guys are probably having a more comfortable day than us here up north. But oh well. That's life, right? I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe I should move if I have that big of a problem with it. I don't know. Anyway, I was at the gas station today. And there's this guy. I walked in and I said, "Hey," and he looked at me with these like tough eyes, you know, like guys that think there's something the way they look at you. And I was like, "All right, well, this guy must be somewhat of a local badass," and I guess I was somewhat out of line for saying hello. And then I went up and, you know, purchased my items and I overheard him getting what he was gonna get, and he asked for $5 on pump one. I'm not gonna knock people for only being able to afford $5 to put in their gas tank, but at least say hi to people when they say hi to you when you're like really hard up for money like that. Maybe, who knows, maybe somebody will help you out if you're nice to them, you know? But instead, this guy just sort of, you know, pretended like he was someone when he's buying $5 worth of gas for his car. And then I looked over at pump one, and there was a, where pump one was where he was claiming his car was located, according to what he told the cashier. And there was a massive pickup truck sitting there. This is a vehicle that, if I were to guesstimate, I hate that word, I'm sorry. If I were to guess, this vehicle is above $25,000 at least. Probably above 30, but I'll be conservative with this and say 25,000. If you're driving a car that costs more than $25,000, you should be able to afford to put more than $5 worth of gas in it, you fucking idiot. All right. On to other stuff here. You see, Pat O'Brien from Cannibal Corpse has been removed from their tour with Slayer. That had to have been, like, he had to have known that was coming, right? When you get in that level of trouble and you are in Cannibal Corpse, and your name's not George Fisher or Alex Webster, you must know that you're in trouble with the band, and they're probably going to distance themselves from you. And not to say that he's a bad person. I don't know him personally. Maybe they don't hate him, but I could have guessed that that was going to happen. But you know, whatever. I guess Cannibal Corpse is gonna go with guitarist Eric Rutan. I think that's how you pronounce that. For the tour. Which, how cool is that for that guy? You know, all this happens to Pat O'Brien, and, you know, that's unfortunate. But this guy, Eric Rutan, is like, they call him up and is like, "Oh, yeah, we're gonna go on the greatest tour of the year, at least, maybe close to one of the greatest tours of the decade." You got Slayer, Lamb of God, Amon Amarth, Cannibal Corpse. There's not many bills I've seen that are as good as that one. And this guy's gonna be able to be the guitar player on it. He's also played with Cannibal Corpse, I guess, in some of their studio recordings. And he used to be in Morbid Angel. So, I mean, this guy has a background in playing death metal music, so good for him. You know, I'm happy for him. I'm sure he's gonna have a a good time on this tour. I hope, anyway. I hope that's how he's looking at it. I hope he's not just like, you know. I guess for my own selfish reasons, I hope he looks at it the exact same way I would, which is a weird thing for me to think of. But if you look at pictures of this guy, he looks like he eats people. He just has the jawline of a cannibal, you know? So it's fitting that he would play in a death metal band, or several, apparently. I can't imagine that's it. I that's all I've read, is that he's played in Cannibal Corpse and Morbid Angel, but he's probably been in other bands, right? You're not only in Cannibal Corpse and Morbid Angel, unless he's an original member of Morbid Angel, which I haven't actually looked at if that's the case or not. And how come in these courtroom pictures of Pat O'Brien, he looks like Danny Filth, but like when Danny Filth has his stage makeup on, he looks exactly like that. So, I mean, already he's in trouble for some pretty heavy stuff. And then you go into court looking like Danny Filth on stage, not even Danny. If you look like Danny Filth, like the way Danny Filth normally looks, I mean, that's fine. Danny Filth is, you know, he's a decent looking guy, kind of small. I don't know if he's that small. I never actually met him in person. He just looks small on TV. He, for all I know, he's 6'7". I have no idea. But he looks like Danny Filth's stage persona in court. If you've never been to court for anything, it's you usually don't want to look like Danny Filth on stage when you go and speak to a judge. So I found that kind of weird. Okay, I got a list here for you. This is according to Esquire.com. 20 most heavy metal movies ever. Okay, and I don't know if this is in any particular order. They're not numbered or anything, so you can just sort of assume that they're all tied for first, I guess. You know, kind of like one of those soccer tournaments that like progressive moms put on nowadays. Okay, Mad Max Fury Road, which why can't they just say Mad Max like the whole series? Why can't just the whole series be the like one mention? Cuz I think the whole series is pretty good. And they just have the Fury Road one. And all right, Conan the Barbarian, which is good, but again, they could have just said the whole Conan franchise, really. You know, the Conan the Barbarian and several other movies, and then I think he was like a late night talk show host or something. I don't know. Faces of Death, which surprises me that it's on here, but I'm very happy it's on here. If you don't know what Faces of Death is, it was like basically when you get in really messed up moods late at night and you watch disgusting videos on YouTube, it was like that, except before YouTube. And you went to the movie store, you rented this video called Faces of Death, and it was just like hours of people dying. And pretty controversial film, since, you know, there's actually people dying in it. And I never really looked into if it was ever like put on trial for whether it should be allowed or not. I'll have to look into that. I'll get back to you on that. All right, Valhalla Rising, I've never heard of. So I'll have to check that out. They got like videos for the trailers, but half of them aren't on here anymore. They're like outdated videos. Lemmy, which I don't know if documentaries should be on this list. So, but Lemmy's on here. You know, I think heavy metal documentaries, probably a different category, right? House of a Thousand Corpses. All right, that's a good one. I'm a fan. All right, Anvil, The Story of Anvil, again, a documentary. Lord of the Rings, 1978, which I've never seen. I've seen the early 2000s Lord of the Rings, and I was a fan. But I've never seen any of the renditions done previous to that. Heavy Metal in Baghdad, again, a documentary. Pantera, Vulgar Video. I like those. I own it. I've seen it several times. It's not... I mean, I guess you'd call it a documentary. It's more of like a... Whatever Jackass was is basically what that is, I think. River's Edge, which I've never seen. It's Keanu Reeves. I'll have to check that out. Decline of Western Civilization Part 2, The Metal Years. Again, I think that's a documentary. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Good one. Good one. Metallica, Some Kind of Monster. Which, okay, two things. This movie is way too high on the list. Again, I don't know if maybe this list, there's no particular order, but it seems like there's an order. And this movie, number one, it's a documentary. And I've already established that I don't think documentaries belong on this list. But also, I think that if you're going to put this movie on this list, it should go like closer to the top and not toward the number one spot. It's a decent movie. I mean, if you're into like bands being videotaped while they're going through tough times, it's a decent movie. One thing I always thought about Some Kind of Monster is I don't know who was dressing these men in the early 2000s, but they did not have good fashion sense. If you look Metallica now, they're pretty on point, you know, their clothes are looking good. They're just looking good nowadays, you know. Back in the early 2000s, they kind of dressed like they were on the set of Trailer Park Boys or something. But I don't know, what do I know, I guess, right? Trick or Treat. All right. That's got Ozzy Osbourne as a preacher, I believe. I don't know if he was a preacher. I know Ozzy was in it. I think Gene Simmons was in it too. Yes, it says Gene Simmons was in it. And it doesn't say what characters they played. So, I don't know. Ozzy might have been a preacher in it. He might not have been. Which is sort of a pointless thing to say, right? Wayne's World. All right. Heavy Metal, which I love. I love the movie Heavy Metal. It's sort of one of the things I think about sometimes when I'm trying to write like epic lyrics. I think of like, what would they do in heavy metal next if this was the story thus far? So that I like that movie a lot. I don't know if you've never seen it. It's an animated movie. And I think there's several different stories going on. I'll have to rewatch that. Heavy Metal Parking Lot documentary. Cannibal Holocaust. One of the classic horror movies of all time. It's made in 1980. It was a somewhat low budget film, but there was some pretty brutal stuff in this movie. I won't get into it right now, but check it out. This is Spinal Tap, which is not a documentary. It is a mockumentary. Paul Reiner, I believe, was the director. Is sort of obviously, I think, something that Christopher Guest learned quite a bit from. And, you know, then he went on to make Best in Show and A Mighty Wind. And that new one about the mascots, that was really good. If you've never, I think it's on Netflix. That was a good one. And obviously, I think This is Spinal Tap was sort of the start to those type of movies. I know one of you nerds is going to call me out and say, well, actually, there was one before that, blah, 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 blah. But whatever. And yeah, that's it. So This is Spinal Tap is in the number one position. But again, I don't know if they're in order. There's no numbers. But that's the show for today. give me an email. Maybe you can send in an audio recording of yourself saying what you want to say instead of writing what you want to say, and then your voice is on the podcast too, you know? Just email me some sort of audio file. I should be able to put it on here. And let me know. The email is AmericanMetalIM@gmail.com, which is a popular email service. So I'm pretty sure if I mispronounced it, you'll know what it is anyway. All right. Have a good day. Bye.
American Metal.